Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and we're at the NRB. We're already into our third interview for the day, and we're excited. I'm excited because the more interviews I get done today, the closer I get home. It's because the last day for me. And we have Ms. Victoria Griffith. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I am good. And you? Good. We interviewed you, what, a few months ago?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, and then when I was talking to her, she told me, David, I asked her, what do you see? What do you see in the future for you? What's next? She goes, oh, I wish I could be full-time, and I could just be just every day doing something in the vision and ministry that I have. And guess what, friends? She got what she asked for.
Absolutely.
Tell about them what's happening after the NRB for you. Where are you going? What are you doing?
Well, today's the release date of my project.
Okay.
Tomorrow, my single will be released to national radio. And tomorrow, after going home tonight and resting a little bit, I'll travel to Atlanta to do the Atlanta Live television program. And then I'll travel to Greenville, South Carolina to do a program there on Thursday. And then I'll be going to Pennsylvania to do 3 or 4 programs there.
Oh, my goodness.
So... Wow. I'm going all over.
No kidding. That's amazing. So you got what you wanted.
Absolutely.
And pray, God answers prayer.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's always a season, always a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you put this album out, it was a work, wasn't it?
Sure
wilderness,
was.
Wellspring in the Wilderness. Check that out. It's awesome. I got my copy. You need to get yours. I confirm with her. This is my copy.
It is his copy.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in a small town in Alabama.
Okay.
Very simple, average life, I would say. I grew up in a very Christian home. My parents always took me to church. Came to know Christ at a very young age. While growing up at home, I was extremely shy. I didn't like to interact with people. I like to stay hidden behind my mom all the time. And at 7, I decided that I wanted to go to voice lessons, and my parents were completely shocked because I was so shy. My mom's like, how are you going to sing in front of people? And so my voice teacher said, this girl can actually sing. She actually has a talent. And so from that point on, I kind of came out of my shell. The music kind of brought it out of me.
All right.
And so ever since I was little, I've been singing all over Alabama and finally realized, hey, this is what God wants me to do.
Amen. Now, there was something that was very interesting about your testimony. Mm-hmm. It was that you felt that you didn't have a testimony, right?
Yeah, I didn't.
Tell us why you felt that.
Yeah, because like I said, I grew up in a Christian home, always went to church, saved at a young age. Nothing traumatic, nothing tragic had ever really happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you typically hear testimonies, it's always someone who went through something very traumatic.
Yeah, and you're wondering.
Yeah. And so I'm like, God, you haven't given me anything like that. So what am I going to tell people? Oddly enough, he answered my prayer for a testimony. But I do realize now that saying you're blessed is not a bad thing.
No.
It's kind of like God's kept you from...
Yeah.
From all the harm and the evil.
Now,
in the
did you ask God why didn't you have a testimony?
I did. I struggled with it for weeks.
And your husband went through a testimony as well.
He did.
Tell us about his testimony.
I went to my husband and I said, "You have a great testimony." And in 2001, while he was in college, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Wow.
And he had to have it removed immediately. It was a pretty scary situation, but he always talked about the peace of God that he felt and how, you know, he wasn't scared or worried. He knew that God had it in his hands. And so I told him basically that I was jealous because he had a better testimony than I did. And so it was the next week we found out we were going to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the next week at home alone, I had this seizure.
Wow.
And leading up to that, I've been having this weird jerk in my left foot.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought it was muscle spasms. So I finally have this seizure. My mom takes me to the hospital. And after I have tests ran, I found out that indeed I was pregnant. And I was also growing a brain tumor inside of me as well.
Wow.
So that was 2 weeks after.
You talked to your husband.
I had told my husband.
Now, look at that. This woman can pray. She can pray. She got her testimony that she was asking God for.
Yeah.
Did you think that immediately? Oh, why did I pray for that?
That was the first thing. I did think, God, you have given me a testimony.
Mm.
So
you knew you were going to be okay, right?
I knew everything was going to be all right.
Wow.
And I know that sounds crazy to people listening because you think brain tumor, you think that's a death sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would always tell Ryan, you know, how were you peaceful about that? But honestly, the moment I found out, you know, the peace in the Bible it talks about that covers us, that goes beyond our understanding, it covered me. And I know it was all because I knew him. And I knew at the moment that he had this plan since, you know, long before I was ever here.
Yeah.
And he was going to see me through.
Amen.
So I wasn't worried.
Now, what were some of the complications during this time?
as far as symptoms I was having leading up to it, I just had the jerk in my left foot.
Okay.
But it really didn't cause any other complications.
And the pregnancy was okay?
The pregnancy was great, yeah. I recovered pretty well, and she was born right on schedule in April, weighing 9 pounds and 4 ounces.
Ooh, tell us your baby's name.
Her name is Molly.
Ooh, Molly, that's such a cool name.
Yes, oh, wow. She's a sweetheart.
Wow, how old is she now?
She'll be 2 in April.
So that was fairly recent then.
Yeah, now, it hasn't been that long ago.
Were you recording or anything at that time?
I had picked all the songs on my album, and I spent that summer recording. That we were laying down the music,
okay.
And I had just finished up my vocals on the album, and that's when I realized I need a testimony. My manager said, "You know, this album's about to be finished."
you looked at your album like, "I don't have a testimony. I need a testimony."
exactly. And so my manager said, "Be thinking about what you want to share with people," and I thought, nobody wants to hear this. And so it was shortly after that that God said, okay, you've asked for it. Here you go.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, it's true. There may be a lot of you out there that may think, well, I don't have that awesome testimony. But, you know, just you following God is a testimony itself.
It is.
And I was brought up in a Christian school and brought up in pastor's son. And I always was with God. And, you know, I never had any, like, major thing happen. Then when I was in the military, I had a half surgery on my neck, and that was a testimony there. But I always felt the same way that you did.
Yeah, like, I think we talked about that last time.
Yeah, and it's like, but it's good. It's good. So the release that's coming up, the new single,
mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
I Place My Trust in You.
That sounds awesome already.
Yeah, it's an awesome title, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I love the song because growing up in my house, my parents had a picture. And it had the verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. And when I was a little girl, I always tried to memorize that verse.
All right.
Every day I would walk by and I would try to memorize a little bit more of it until I had it. And I even in my mind would try to explain what that meant. Okay, if I trust in God, He's going to show me where I need to go.
Okay.
And so when I first got the lyrics to I Place My Trust in You, it brought back memories of that verse for me. And I thought about how powerful that verse was for me, even as a child, how I was actually able to understand that verse.
All
and
right.
I knew at that moment I had to have the song on the album because I wanted other people to see it's just as simple as that, trusting in Him and He'll guide us.
Amen. So. Amen. So when you wrote it and you put it together, those memories and stuff, they helped you?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So is that the reason you picked that as is that the main one on the album?
It's not the title track. Well, Spring in the Wilderness is the title track, which is also a very powerful song.
Okay.
But being chosen, Place My Trust in You will be the first radio release. And it's pretty special.
All right. And how many songs we have on it?
It's a 10 song album.
Wow. And how long did it take you to put this together?
I got the finished. Wow. Let's see. I would say at least 6 to 9 months.
Really?
Yeah. Picking out songs, deciding on arrangements.
Was this your first album?
It is my first album.
Okay.
It sure is.
Do you ever think you'd see yourself on an album?
Maybe somewhere in the back of my mind. It was always a dream.
<in the back. laughs>
Yeah, on the back too. It's always been a dream of mine, honestly. So it's kind of nice to actually have it there, you know.
And how much has your praise and worship experience? You were in choir as well?
Yes. In college, I was in choir. I went to Lee University in Cleveland, which is a private Christian university.
Okay.
And I was in choir there, traveled all over the U.S. I was also in a symphonic band there, which we also ministered and traveled all over the U.S.
Yeah.
So, music has been a huge part of my life and ministry in general.
How did that reflect into your album that you wrote?
I talk about that the whole album, I wanted to be a message of hope.
Okay.
Seeing people in the world looking for hope in all the wrong places, my kids at school, even adults, and even traveling with choir, you know, we always sang at usually churches, but we would still like sightsee and go outside in the areas.
Okay.
And seeing people looking for hope in all the wrong places, I realized that I wanted people to put my album in, listen to it, and walk away knowing that they can find hope in Christ.
Amen. Amen. And the release for the album itself?
The album is today.
Today.
It's a pretty big day.
Amen. And when people get this album and they play it, what do you want them to get out of it?
The hope. Idea of hope. That's the lasting impression. You know, it goes against the grain for human nature for us to place our trust in someone else or put our hope and faith in someone else because we're taught to be self-reliant individuals. And so I just want people to know that, you know, once they finish listening to the album, that if they turn everything over to God, everything.
Okay.
He's going to be faithful.
That is true.
He's there.
He will always do it.
He will.
And I know I asked you at the top of the hour to tell us what's next. Well, tell us what's next again. Recap what you're going to be doing.
So I'll be traveling to Atlanta tomorrow to do Atlanta Live. I'll be traveling on Thursday to Greenville, South Carolina to do Nightline television.
All right.
At the end of the month, we're going to Pennsylvania to do 3 or 4 television shows.
Oh, wow.
I'll be opening for a Christian comedian, Aaron Wilburn, in April, and then doing a church fundraiser for the Nehemiah mission team.
Awesome.
So we've got some cool things coming
up. I bet. That sounds great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you. Anytime you need to promote or just give us a call on the radio or the video. We can
do
Skype or whatever it does. But it is great to have you. Great to finally meet you, too.
I know, in person.
Amen. We'll be back with another great guest in just a minute. God bless.